We're sitting down talking with Betty Cochran, Executive Director, Indiana Planned Parenthood. Would that be the appropriate title?
Actually, it's President and CEO, but Executive Director works just fine.
Not a problem. Betty, thank you very much for being with us. Obviously, as soon as I said Planned Parenthood, a lot of people who are listening to this interview either going to turn the dial or just get mad and enraged. And for audience who may not be fully sure about what it is that you all do, what services does Planned Parenthood provide?
We provide preventive, basic reproductive health care, and some of the most known and used are the annual exams, pap tests, birth control, STD testing, and treatment.
Now, of course, the A word always pops up in here too, abortion. Is that part of what Planned Parenthood does or contracts out?
We do provide abortion services at four locations in Indiana, and it's about 6% of our patient traffic. And what's important for people to understand is what we're really doing is eliminating the need for women to even contemplate abortion by helping them plan their pregnancies.
Now, when we talk about that being the 6% of what you do, that means 94% is all the other stuff. So why is it that it's the 6%, in your opinion, that tends to get all the attention, particularly in this federal and state legislative climate?
We've seen the whole argument about abortion escalate since Roe v. Wade was ruled 38 years ago. I would observe that in the last couple of years it has just gone that much more intensely with the extremists. And unfortunately, they're very vigorous about trying to get the message out there that Planned Parenthood is about abortion and that the federal funding is about abortion, when exactly the opposite is true.
Now, when we talk about federal funding, Indiana Congressman Mike Pence, also maybe a candidate for governor down the road, is pushing legislation to defund Planned Parenthood. Help us out here and help our audience understand, does any federal funding you get, where does that money go? How is it distributed, I guess?
There are two principal sources and uses of federal family planning money, and one of those is the Title X, principally the Title X money. And that's money that passes through the state of Indiana on a competitive basis. And we are awarded that funding. It helps us run 8 of our health centers across the state in the highest risk and highest need areas. And it's important for listeners to know that we have an aggregate loss at those 8 locations of about $90,000 a year in order to serve those patients. And we do private fundraising in order to cover that cost. The other money is Medicaid reimbursement. We have about 9,300 Medicaid patients, and that's a direct reimbursement for services provided. There is not one single penny that is in any way, shape, or form involved with the abortion procedures, and that's one of the things that's troubling about this campaign to defund us. Hyde Amendment, the federal Hyde Amendment, makes it illegal to use any federal funding for abortions unless there's circumstances with the life of the mother or rape.